Entree. Chapter 1. Krista Playfoot shivered in the cold December air as she adjusted the heavy bag on her shoulder. Checking the pocket of her pink puffer coat once again for the keys, she noted that the silver spoon keyring that Simon had given to her when they opened the restaurant was cold to the touch. She'd always said he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, so he attached it to the keys to their restaurant as a joke. Only he had laughed. Looking at the restaurant from a distance, she saw the navy gloss wooden features on the outside of the old building, with white window boxes she had filled each season with different flowers. Magenta pink geraniums in the summer, pots of creamy butter-coloured daffodils in the spring, warm amber violas for autumn, and vibrant red poinsettias for Christmas. Now the window boxes were empty, and there was a Felice sign above the blue and white striped awning. She had once dreamed of having a restaurant in London, and now letting go of the dream was proving to be more painful than she had ever imagined. Her thumb ran over the bowl of the spoon in her pocket. She'd always felt this gift was actually a little dig at her for coming from poverty, and was Simon's reminder she would be nothing without his silver touch. Perhaps that was true. Simon's family had bankrolled the restaurant, and she had been so excited to build something with him, she'd ignored the fact there were no specific ownership papers. And now she was handing back the keys in exchange for almost nothing. Maybe enough to put down a deposit on a flat in London, but she didn't have a job. Only restaurant reviews that mentioned him first in every single one. No bank would loan her money because she made a wonderful souffle, even if minor royals had taken a photo of it for Instagram when they came to Playfoot's. Now Simon no longer wanted to work in the restaurant because he had a fancy new role as a television judge on a cooking show called Blind Baking. Never mind that she was the pastry chef in the relationship, her desserts winning awards and acclaim. Instead, the production company had called Simon because he was posh, witty and handsome. Not to mention he had been voted spiciest man in cooking, wearing an apron and nothing else on the front cover of a magazine. She should be a judge on a TV show called Blind Dating, where she...